Hi, I'm Television's Natalie Z. And I'm going to take you back in time. It's July 5th, 1999. The number one movie in America is Wild Wild West. The song at the top of the Billboard chart is If You Had My Love by J-Lo. The Senate has recently let Bill Clinton off the hook. The euro has just become a thing. Y2K has not yet become a thing. And don't worry, it won't ever actually become a thing. Also, there's Napster. And if you want to talk about fashion, it's probably best we don't. For real. It's horrendous. We were all guilty. But by far the most important thing that happened that day was the debut of the rarest of things, a brand new soap opera. Passion.
Passion.
What can be said about passions that hasn't been said already? Turns out, a lot. I mean, a lot. Because, friends, Passions was a messy bitch who loved drama. Where else could you turn to find incest?
Blind priests.
An orangutan.
Loud zipper body bags.
Exploding jewelry.
Incest.
Witches and talking dolls.
Amnesia.
Scripts that sounded translated from a foreign language into English and then back into English again.
Prom boat.
Princess Diana.
Incest.
Dr. Bad dialogue.
Closet doors leading to hell.
Hickeys.
And an intersex man who becomes pregnant with his own father's son. And so on.
This savagery went on for 8 years, contaminating millions of young and very likely stoned minds. But Passions wasn't just a black hole of cultural depravity, not simply the last stop on the road to complete societal collapse. Amidst all the chaos, Passions gave me two of the greatest things in my life. My husband, Travis Schultz, OG Ethan, and my daughter. Passions is where Travis and I met and became friends, which led to our courtship, our marriage, and our eventual parenthood. So without this sloppy dame of a daytime drama, our lives would have turned out very differently. We loved the show. We hated the show. We did the show semi-sober at times. And now we're going to let you in on all of it. Every week, we'll struggle through a new episode of Passions, and then Travis, myself, and Passions' virgin, Ben Hayes, will break it all down for you in a way that only the people who lived through it actually could. We'll have guests read old-timey fan letters, mostly hate mail, and talk about some of the more problematic themes of the show. But mostly, we'll talk about the story behind the story. So let's take it back to a simpler time. Put on your best Juicy Couture jumpsuit and Von Dutch trucker hat and rediscover your passions for life.